hearings for the evening, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 1779, Jim and Carla Clark.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is obviously in my area, and one of the issues I'm struggling with is out of the front yard setback, and I'm aware that the front yard setback is 40 feet, which is about their entire front yard. So how we can impose that and provide for this project is a concern. So I don't know if there's a compromise of a 20-foot setback or something, but my concern, especially with this, is that the adjoining properties are residential, and that we don't wind up with folks right on top of the street, which has happened throughout Route 24. So I don't know how my fellow commissioners feel about the setback, whether we should impose one at all, or whether we should do a compromise within that.
But the difficulty you have on this site is that, based on their own calculation, they're required 10 parking spaces. That is, take up the whole front yard.
Right.
And otherwise, you'd have to come up with a method to create access on his adjoining property to get to the rear. And the adjoining property is not a part of this application. But even though they did say they proffered that they could do that.
So can we? So how do we address that issue then, in terms of this particular situation dealing? Is an easement something that requires notification, or because that's basically what they were talking about, providing an easement so they'd have access to the rear.
I think what they would need to do, Mr. Johnson, if you were going to require parking to the rear, would be that at final site plan they shall provide proof of an easement on, I guess it's lot 20.
Lot 21.
Yeah, on lot 21.
They can access
that. And then you can get around it if that's the direction you're going. As I recall, just for the commission's benefit, I believe that on this side of Route 24, there's a county force main that runs in that 20-foot utility easement. I mean, that's
yeah, I believe that's right.
It runs for the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District down that whole side. So 20 feet's a number that's out there on all those properties as far as sort of a no-build area.
So they wouldn't be able to provide parking in that area anyhow?
Well, they would, but it would sort of be at their own risk, I guess, in the easement area. I don't know that necessarily parking and pavement interferes with the easement, but that is something that I just was suggesting is uniform across the front as a line.
Well, if you took the 20-foot easement off, then they've lost four parking spaces, and then to get the four that you're taking, you'd have to take out the other four, what they're numbered 1 through 4, to get to the back by easement to create the additional lots in the back.
Well, at least perhaps, the 1 and 2 in order to have access to the back.
Do what?
It's if we did stay with a 20-foot utility easement, no parking within that, that still would provide, looks like, four parking spaces in the front, and then 1 and 2 would be eliminated as part of the.
You might have access. You're going to lose more than that, I think, because the manure, unless they took out all the parking spaces on the, that wouldn't make a difference either. You got four lots on the lot next. South side next to number 25. You lose two of those. And you lose one, number 1 through 6 on the north side, you'd lose 5 and 6 by the easement.
Right.
And then the way you configure your driveway, you're going to take the other four to create an easement that's close to the, try and keep close to the house and not disturb the other lot. And that should be a two-way easement, so it's going to be at least 24 foot. And they're only 9.7 from the side of the house now. So you're going, and it's only a 65-foot lot next door. You're going to pretty much take more than a third of that lot to get the easement to get to the parking lot behind the house.
But that's the only way it's doable, if that's what you're going to require, because they'd
it's
have
It's doable, but it would require some real design to work, make it work. And in Delta, I might not agree to it.
Yeah, that was Shane's comment, that it's going to depend on where Delta says you can put the entrance.
But Delta might tell me can't put the entrance where they show it on their proposal.
But if you're inclined to approve it, I mean, that would be what you condition on and let them work it out, really.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know which way you're going, but that's.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm inclined to approve it. I just have, like I said, I have a problem with parking lot. You know, taking out the whole front yard as a parking lot.
Right.
Because that's basically what they'd have to do, and I didn't address, I neglected to ask, you know, what pave, you know, type of surface they're going to provide. I don't know if that's.
They're required 10 cars, they're required to pave it.
Pave it.
Two courses of about 2 minutes surface street, minimum.
So then are we dealing with a stormwater management issue?
Yep, sure.
Especially if you pave that road.
So what would seem like a simple process just got complicated there.
Unless you waive the parking, unless you waive the pavement.
Unless you waive the paving too.
And you still got it because you're putting in stone, so you still got to get the stormwater management approval.
Right.
Small lots, only 12,750 square feet.
Her front door being the back.
There you go.
You what?
Her front door being the back. You'd just be shifting everything around to the back.
Right? Pretty much, it's creating, but you're getting the driveway. That's your disturbance.
Seems well, so simple. 5 minutes ago.
It did. well, Mr.
The issue with parking in the setback is really, I thought was more on where we had the overlay zone and stuff like that.
Well, my problem is because this is smack in the middle of two other residential properties, and now we want it with a paved parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, and the house on one side and the house on the other side, and, you know, although there is, you know, the other business and commercial uses across the street nearby, it's not here.
You end up with a paved lot, pretty much. This lot would be almost all impervious surface.
Exactly.
The front's going to be paved because you got parking on the opposite, both sides, and then you got a driveway going back to serve more parking in the rear. It's a shame the house is situated the way it is because it takes up the whole width of the lot.
Actually, they have interpreted the code to be parking be one for 200, but you can exempt storage areas, hallways, and stuff like that if you get right down to it. They may not actually need. They may be able to do with a couple less, which would give you some front yard, maybe.
Well, they could get specific about their square footage, but if you looked at their floor plans, there wasn't a whole lot that wasn't being utilized for massage, pedicures, or whatever. But part of it was, so the part of the storage area. And typically what I read and when we had the public hearing was that it's basically says beauty shop, barbershop, personal services. And that would fit in that category. And it says one space per 200 square foot. It doesn't tell you how to break it down.
Right.
But we could break it down. The other thing, if you looked at space number 1 and 2 on the north side, right next to lot 21, they've only got like, I want to see them get a car out of number 1 because it backs up on the deck.
Well,
They say they're going to remove that.
Yeah. Okay, it does say that. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Still think it's going to be tight.
It'll still be tight.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be right up to the, looks like a bay window, too, right up under the bay window.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1779, Jim and Carla Clark, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1779. Jim and Carla Clark. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Carried.